From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he is prepared for next week's summit with North Korea, but that's not the key to making it successful. He says and lamented his plight Thursday, saying it was ironic that he heads to Canada for an economic summit with world leaders and then to Singapore to hold nuclear weapons talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election does continue at home. In his latest attack on the probe, Mr. Trump claimed that until Special Counsel Robert Mueller assembled his group of 17 prosecutors, there's never been a group of people on a case so biased or conflicted. Meanwhile, House Speaker Paul Ryan says it's taking the Justice Department entirely too long to provide documents for which House Intelligence Committee Chair Devin Nunes and other lawmakers have asked. In his tweets, Mr. Trump twice complained about 13 angry Democrats working on the probe, which is a reference to campaign donations some have made to Democratic candidates, although Mueller is a registered Republican, and his overseer at the Justice Department, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, was appointed to his job by President Trump. Economic advisors to U.S. President Donald Trump says he will be sticking to his guns at the upcoming Group of Seven summit of industrialized nations in Quebec, Canada, despite criticism of his trade policies from allies. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and German Chancellor Angela Merkel have forecast difficult discussions on Friday and Saturday. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross says he has reached a deal to fine the Chinese telecom firm ZTE. And a leader of the House moderates says that his group has tentatively agreed to offer from conservatives to help young Dreamer immigrants stay in the U.S. legally. A NASA rover has detected a bonanza of organic compounds on the surface of Mars in seasonal fluctuations of atmospheric methane in findings released on Thursday that mark some of the strongest evidence ever that Earth's neighbor may have harbored life. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration scientists emphasize there could be non-biological explanations for both discoveries made by the Curiosity rover at a site called Gale. That's leaving the issue of Martian life a tantalizing but unanswered question. There are three different types of organic molecules discovered when the rover dug just 2 inches into roughly 3.5 billion-year-old mudstone, which is a fine-grained sedimentary rock at Gale Crater, apparently the site of a large lake when ancient Mars was warmer and wetter than the desolate planet is currently today. Curiosity also measured an unexpectedly large seasonal cycle in the low levels of atmospheric methane. About 95% of the methane in Earth's atmosphere is produced from biological activity. The United States appears to be easing public pressure on Pakistan in a bid to encourage the country to help promote peace and reconciliation with the Taliban to bring an end to the war in Afghanistan. The optimism, analysts say, stemmed from Wednesday's rare telephone conversation U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had with the Pakistani Army Chief General. The two leaders discussed other ways to advance bilateral relations, according to State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert. She said the need for political reconciliation in Afghanistan and the importance of targeting all militant and terrorist groups in South Asia without distinction was also discussed. Pakistani officials described the first direct conversation with Pompeo as positive and productive. On Thursday, Vice President Mike Pence called the Pakistani caretaker prime minister to congratulate him on assuming office and conveyed good wishes from President Donald Trump. Armenia should hold on early parliamentary elections within a year. That's according to its newly elected prime minister. An opposition leader was elected prime minister by Armenia's parliament on May 8th, capping a peaceful revolution driven by weeks of mass protest. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.